Thank you for the water. Well, we want to start off the new year right. Well, this past Friday, we witnessed a new administration of the Trump administration.
上个星期五, 我们看到, 川普他, 就任, 美国新的总统。
I don't know whether your political party affiliation or your wishes, but we need to pray for him and his administration as God require us.
不管你的政治立场或者是你属于什么党, 但是, 我们都需要为他, 还有为我们的国家祷告。
But you know, more importantly, we want to start off the new year right in our faith.
最重要的我是希望在新年的时候, 我们是从信心开始。
And that's why this morning I want to speak to you on the basis of a true faith.
所以今天早上我要讲的题目是真信心的基础。
And we read in the scripture about that the healing of Jesus and his disciples.
我们刚才读的圣经可以看到, 主耶稣他, 跟他的门徒, 如何施行医治。
And then Jesus, the disciples asked, why is it that they cannot heal the way Jesus healed? Thank you.
所以, 后来门徒就说, 为什么耶稣可以赶鬼, 我们却赶不了呢?
So Jesus basically say, you do not have faith.
主耶稣说, 是因为你们没有信心。
And that's why you are not able to do what I can do.
所以你们不能够做我能做的事。
What kind of faith is that Jesus talking about?
主耶稣说他所谈到这个信心是什么?
Well, this morning I want to give you detailed analysis what Jesus meant by true faith and how we can practice that true faith.
所以今天早上我愿意做一个比较详细的分析来看
You know, one time many years ago, Billy Graham, the great preacher, evangelist, received a letter from one of his fans.
所以有一年呢, 著名的布道家讲, 葛培里牧师, 他收到, 一位信徒的来信。
And the letter went like this. The writer says, the doctor have told us that our grandchild, who is 12 years old, will probably never walk again due to his car accident.
他那个信上是这样讲, 他说, 医生告诉我们, 说我12岁的孙子, 因为车祸, 他可能这一辈子都不能再起来走路。
He continued to say that I want to do what is right, but I do not know whether I have enough faith.
他说我希望能够做得对, 但是, 我不确定我是不是有足够的, 我很担心我没有足够的信心。
So those and many other struggle with faith.
有很多人他们也同样的在信心上有一些挣扎。
And we face this kind of a struggle question every day, don't we?
其实我们每一天都会面对一些 信心挣扎的, 让我们信心起挣扎的问题。
Here are another questions one might ask.
所以我们也许会问另外一个问题。
Should I buy home insurance, health insurance, and auto insurance?
我们基督徒应不应该买, 譬如说, 房子的, 还有车子的, 还有健康的保险。
So they say, why not just have faith in that the bad things will not happen to me?
所以我们基督徒应该有信心, 就是说这些不好的事情不会临到我们。
Or someone should say, should I jump into a risky business venture, assuming that my venture's faith will result in good success?
或是有人会这样子问, 我是不是应该, 展开一个新的, 商, 商业的一个, 行为, 但是这是很冒险的, 那么就是相信, 就是说虽然这个风险很高的, 这个投资, 我还是会, 得到, 回报。
Or someone will argue that after they've been diagnosed with cancer, that they say, maybe I should have faith not going through radiation or surgery after all.
或者是有人, 得了癌症, 他就说, 也许我可以凭着信心, 我就不用去开刀, 也不用接受化疗。
And I'll trust God and also surgeons' hands diagnose me and then let me go.
所以我相信神, 神会引导, 医生哈，最后让我的癌症得医治。
Maybe I pray and then the cancer will go away.
也许我祷告，这个癌症就会自己会消失了。
You know, our questioning increases when we read Matthew 17 and the verses we just read.
我们读了刚才的那段经文以后，我们心里头可能会起了一些疑问。
And it says, Jesus tell them that even the smallest amount of faith that we have, we can have a seed of the mustard seed and move mountain with that kind of faith.
耶稣在那里告诉我们说，我们的信心即使像一粒芥菜种那么小，我们也可以叫一座山挪开。
And moving mountain is a great business.
你知道把一个山挪走不是一件容易的事。
And Jesus says, if you have that kind of faith as a mustard seed, you shall say to the mountain, move, it shall move.
所以主耶稣说，你的信心即使小的像一个芥菜种，你都能够移山。
And inside, you wonder that you mean just a little tiny seed I have in my heart, I can move all these big obstacles in life?
也许你会想说，难道我只需要一点点小小的信心，我就能够挪去我生活里头那些许多的难处。
But then you say to yourself, we say to ourselves, I haven't moved any mountains lately.
也许你会说，最近我好像没有移过什么山。
So does that mean that my faith is smaller than small?
那么这个是不是表示说我的信心非常的小？
Of course, Jesus is talking figuratively.
但我们知道主耶稣这里是做一个比喻。
And Jesus is master at speaking in comparison or figurative speech.
你知道我们主耶稣他是非常善于用比喻来讲道。
So he's talking about how powerful your faith is when you put it in the right context.
他其实是在这里教导我们，就是我们的信心，当我们操练运用我们的信心的时候，它是非常有能力的。
So our faith can move mountain in the sense that our faith is powerful that even the most powerful people cannot move things as we do in our faith.
所以这就是说，当我们的信心很强大的时候，我们就可以做一些事情，是一些比我们还强壮的人他们做不了的。
So Jesus in this passage is asking us to have great faith in Him.
所以这里呢，基督耶稣是叫我们的信心是相信他。
So a story was told about Hudson Taylor, the founder of China Inland Mission.
有一个故事就讲到中国内地会的创办人戴德生。
And he was a doctor in London many years ago and went to visit the poor family.
他很久以前他是在他年轻的时候是在伦敦做医生。有一天呢，他去拜访一个很贫穷的家庭。
And he found out the children were sick, the wife was sick, and then everybody sick at home, no food and no comfort at home.
他发现那个家庭的主妇生病了，孩子也病了，然后他们没有食物，所以他们的情况非常的悲惨。
So all he did was pray for the family and then say, be peaceful, be warm, and then he tried to leave.
所以他呢，能做的就是为他们祷告，说希望你们能够有保暖的衣服，而且希望你们能够吃得饱，然后他就准备离开了。
But as he was leaving, his conscience bothered him.
可是当他离开的时候，他的良心不安。
And the conscience through the Holy Spirit says, "You hypocrite!"
那个圣灵在他里面说，你这个假冒为善的人。
And you have money in your pocket, you don't give to this poor family.
你的口袋里头有钱，但是你却不给这个贫穷的家庭。
You know, that reminds me of James. The book of James tells us that we hypocrites, we do not do what is right in front of God when we just talk and our faith is weak.
所以我就想到雅各书那里讲的，我们如果只是在我们的爱心只是在言语上，不在行为上，那我们就是假冒为善。
So Hudson Taylor was convicted by the Holy Spirit, went back to home.
所以戴德生他被圣灵感动，他就又回到那个贫穷的人家。
And gave all his money in his pocket to the family.
他把他的口袋头所有的钱都掏出来送给他们。
And he said, "Here's the money I want to give you. Buy some food and go to a doctor to heal your get a heal."
所以他说这个钱我要送给你们，请你们去买食物也去看医生。
And then later on, he found out the whole family was healed, and the whole family became believers.
后来那个家庭他们都病也好了，而且他们最后成为基督徒。
You know, Hudson Taylor would not be what he became without that incident, trusting faith.
我们知道戴德森如果没有在那次事件中学会怎么信靠神的话，他也没有办法做成他后来所成就的那些宣教的事业。
So that's why he gave a birth of a faith mission in the China inland.
所以呢，戴德森他是第一个创立这个宣教士是凭信心生活的一个创办者。
So all his 50 years in China was known as a have faith in God.
所以他在中国50年，他的所秉持的就是对神的信心。
And he became the father of faith in modern missions.
所以他是现代的宣教史上的一个信心之父。
You know, that's something we should take up after.
所以我们也应该学习他的榜样。
Great faith requires action.
伟大的信心是需要有行动的。
You know, actually, when we discovered that our faith is a prerequisite to prayer,
所以我们也发现，就是我们的信心是祷告蒙应许的一个关键。
And sometimes we are anxious about our prayers, aren't we? Don't we?
有的时候我们在祷告的时候非常的焦虑。
And then Mark 11:24 says this.
马可福音十一章二十四节这样子说。
All things which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they shall be granted to you.
凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
Do you believe that?
你相不相信？
When you pray, do you believe what you have actually prayed?
当你祷告的时候，你相不相信你自己所祷告的？
You know, the whole key to unlock God's storehouse of faith is faith.
你知道信心是我们打开神的那个仓库的一个钥匙。
By faith, we please God.
因为我们的信心是讨神喜悦的。
And sometimes we do not have faith, we displease God.
因为我们如果没有信心，我们就不能够讨神的喜悦。
So when we pray with all the faith we have can gather, but sometimes our prayers are not answered.
但是有的时候我们非常努力的祷告，可是祷告没有蒙应允。
Why is that?
为什么？
Because we put our faith in something else that does not please God.
所以因为有的时候我们把信心放错了对象，我们放在不讨神喜悦的事情上。
Or something that go against God's will or God's word.
有的时候我们所求的是违反神的话语或是神的旨意。
So our answer to this kind of unanswered prayer must start with Hebrews 11:6, where it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
所以当我们回答说为什么我们的祷告没有应允的时候，我们要想起希伯来书十一章六节那里说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
That's right. Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
人如果没有信心，就没有办法讨神喜悦。
So we must practice faith in order to please God, not please ourselves.
所以当我们操练信心的时候，我们是在学习怎么讨神喜悦，不是讨自己喜悦。
So this morning, in order to understand the right faith or true faith, perhaps we need to take a look at what false faith is about.
所以今天早上我们在谈到什么是真实的信心的时候，我们应该先来看看假的信心是什么。
First, false faith is presumptuous.
所以第一个假的信心就是一厢情愿的信心。
You know, presumption is assuming something without permission.
所谓的一厢情愿就是别人没有答应你，但是你就认为你会得到了。
You know, you take somebody's liberty without giving them asking for permission. That's being presumptuous.
就是你 you take some liberty.
Somebody's things away.
你拿了别人的东西，他没有应许。你就拿了，这个就是一厢情愿。
So that's what we call that guy is presumptuous because he did something without my permission.
所以我们就说这个人呢，他就是 他自己认为我我可他可以拿他就拿了，没有经过我的许可。
You know, in the modern day technology, you cannot get people's email or telephone without the permission of the owner of that number.
你知道在我们现在，你也不能随便把别人的电话或者是电邮给其他的人，除非那个对方同意。
That kind of thing is taking things for granted.
所以这个就是好像把一些东西当作理所当然的。
So it is supposing that without knowing of for certain.
所以呢，这个就是不确定，而认为理所当然。
So presumptuous faith is something like a couple who went to a gas station to get gas.
所以呢，这种一厢情愿的信心就好像有一对夫妇，他们到加油站去加油。
And they have no money.
他们身上没有带钱。
And then as the attendant filled their gas, they pray inside that the Lord will give them money just like the, in the sky flowing down the money.
所以呢，他们要那个加油站的工人帮他们加油的时候，他们就坐在车子里头祷告，说神啊，求你赐给我们钱。
Thus is presumptuous faith.
这个就是一种一厢情愿的信心。
So no matter how hard you pray, the Lord's not going to grant money coming down from skies.
所以不管你怎么祷告，神不会从天上降下一张钞票来。
And we don't want to practice that kind of faith.
所以我们所要的信心不是这种信心。
But how would you like to be the owner of the gas station when that thing happens?
所以你想想看，如果你是加油站的老板，你会怎么想？
Would you think that God would be happy with someone who pull this kind of trick on him?
你想神会喜欢我们玩这种把戏在他身上吗？
And people do. Well, many Christians do. They just think God will provide them with the right kind of money, with the right kind of health in the way they want it.
但是常常我们就是这样子，我们就是一厢情愿认为神一定会供应某一笔钱，神一定会医治某一种疾病。
And also people have wrong kinds of conception by writing check. Says, Lord, by faith, I write this check, and in a time when the check goes through, you will provide the fund.
所以就像有些人写支票，他说是主啊，我是凭着信心写，我也相信当对方拿去兑现的以前，你就会供应足够的，把足够的这个钱放在我的账户里头，所以这个支票可以被人家兑现。
Or someone even more selfish says, I am claiming by faith that you will heal me from all diseases.
所以也有人呢是出于一种私己的欲望，他就说神啊，我凭着信心相信你一定会医治我的病。
So if we are not careful, our prayers will exhibit presumptuous faith.
所以如果我们不谨慎的话，有的时候我们的信心就会变成这种一厢情愿的信心。
So your faith must back up by good works and good facts.
所以你的信心必须建立在神的这个话语上。
So God's word must be behind your prayers.
所以你的祷告的后面要有神的话语做基础。
The second kind of wrong faith or bad faith is false faith is blind.
第二种的假信心就是盲目的信心。
And we call that it is a shot in the dark.
我们就好像说在黑暗里头放冷枪。
And it's not based on something that is promised by God.
它不是建立在神的应许上。
And it is not based on the sure knowledge or God's will.
它也不是建立在他对神的旨意的认识上。
Last week, my wife talked about God's will in the Psalm 23 in terms of God's guidance.
所以上个星期我的妻子在这里讲到神的引导，就是诗篇二十三篇那里讲的。
So blindly, some believers believe that God will heal them, though they have no promise from God.
所以呢，一个盲目的信心的人，他认为神会医治他，虽然神没有这样子的应许。
Nor any assurance that the healing is God's will for them.
所以他也没有把握说医治是神的旨意。
You know, sadly, when their faith is not justified, it becomes easy for them to blame God.
所以呢，当他们的愿望没有达成的时候，他们就会埋怨神。
Yes, God, they say, God did not honor my faith, my prayers, therefore I gave up on him.
他说神没有神没有报答我对他的信心，所以我干脆放弃了。
Or they say they blame themselves as why pray after all? They gave up prayer altogether.
或者是他们想说，哎呀，何必祷告呢？所以他以后就不祷告了。
So many who misunderstand faith, they are angry at God and then angry themselves.
所以很多人他们的信心没有蒙应许，他们就对神生气，他们也怨自己。
You know, this can be avoided when we seek God's will and God's righteousness.
所以我们在寻求，如果我们寻求神的旨意，寻求神的义的话，我们可以避免这种盲目的信心。
Yes, Jesus told us in the Sermon on the Mount that seek ye first God's kingdom and his righteousness. All these things shall be given to you.
所以耶稣在登山宝训那里说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
I gave you a living case of this kind of prayer and sickness from a case in our church.
所以我们教我用我们教会的一个例子来说明这一类的信心是什么样的。
And some of you know wife of the pastor Youping, Wang Youping, had cancer a couple of years ago.
我们知道一两年前我们的牧师王牧师他的师母得了癌症。
It was cancer of the liver. Cancer of the
脾脏not the liver. 脾脏的
Spleen. And anyway, there are several cancers in her body.
后来又扩散到别的地方。
And there were a lot of prayers given and formed committees and prayer group formed to pray for her.
所以我们教会有很多的团体，我们组织不同的祷告会来为她祷告。
And she was a doctor, and her husband was a doctor from China.
因为她跟她的丈夫，他们以前都是在中国是医生。
So they have teams of doctors, radio oncologists, cancer specialists, and all sorts of doctors were giving them opinions, gave them advices.
他们有很多的医生的朋友都给他不同的建议。
And they have a prayer group of about 400 people.
所以有一次他们有祷告会有400个人来参加。
And the whole church was praying behind her.
整个教会为他祷告。
And then, of course, many people prayed that God would heal her.
当然我们大部分人都是祷告求神医治他。
And people bring food and bring help.Around the clock, 24/7, or almost for a whole year.
所以很多人就送饭啊，差不多有一年的时间，大家轮班的照顾他。
And then, even her husband, Raymond Wong, believed that the Lord will heal her in due time.
所以王牧师也相信啊，他的妻子神会医治他的妻子。
Of course, all we all help. We all want God to heal her because she's a precious lady and the good wife and helped the church in many ways.
但我每一个人都非常的盼望神能够医治她，因为她是一个很好的师母，非常受大家的欢迎，是我们很宝贝的一个师母。
So they even wrote a hymn to sing in the church, says the Lord will heal her.
所以甚至有人他编了一个曲子，那个名字就叫做神必医治她。
But at the end, last year this time, she passed away.
去年的一月，差不多一年前，她就离开我们了。
That was a great shock to many people, Christians and non-Christians.
这个对许多的人，包括基督徒和非基督徒，都是很大的一个震撼。
They said, "I thought God would listen to our compassion prayers."
他们说，我们以为我们这样子的虔诚的祷告，神一定会听。
We pray for every week.Pray meetings and a small group every week for a whole year pray for her healing.
我们这一年不管是祷告会或是小组都有许多的人在为她祷告。
You know, the answer may lie in the fact that what is God's will? Do we seek God's will in this?
但问题就是到底神的旨意是什么？我们有没有寻求神的意思？
And that something was missing.
所以这个是我们忽略的。
And I advise the congregation here, whenever you pray for someone who is ill, so on, or for something urgency, but ask God's will in this whole thing.
所以我也鼓励大家，当我们求神的医治或是求神帮助我们其他的事情的时候，我们首先要问这是不是神的旨意。
She had cancer stage 4 when they discovered.
当她发现的时候，我们的师母她的癌症已经进入第四期。
What is God's will in cancer stage 4?
我们要问神对于一个癌症晚期的人的旨意是什么。
Just like the disciple of Jesus, he could not heal the person because they did not have faith.
就像耶稣的门徒，他们因为没有足够的信心，他们就不能够医治。
Should we have faith in cancer stage 4?
我们在癌症第四期的时候，是不是还应该有信心？
So I think the truth is that we have to believe the statement of fact, also see what is God's will in this stage.
所以我们要记住他是在第四期，而且我们要问神啊，在这个时候你对这样子的病人你的旨意是什么。
We all just have to say, let your will be done.
我们就只是需要说神啊，愿你的旨意成就。
If we do not have be careful, then we have end up being a blind faith.
所以如果我们不小心的话，我们很容易让我们的信心变成一种盲目的信心。
Because we have lost, in a sense, the faith in God. When we have accidents or illness like this pass by.
因为不然的话，当我们碰到这些事情的时候，我们会失去我们的信心。
So our prayer was that Jesus would heal the brother Wong in this time of mourning.
我们的祷告就是神能够医治我们的弟兄王牧师，特别在这种悲伤的时刻。
So he's doing well.
所以他感谢神，他目前情况还好。
The third faith is faith of demanding.
所以第三种的假信心就是一种强求的信心。
We cannot demand our terms on God on anything.
我们不能在任何事情上都规定神应该怎么做。
Like our church people, some of them say, "So God, you must heal her."
就像有些人说，神啊，你一定要救我们的师母。
Thus demanding us will on God's will.
这个就是把自己的意思强加在神的旨意上。
And God will not hear that.
神不会喜悦这样子的祷告。
No matter how faithful we are.
不管我们有多强的、多大的信心。
If all the healings in the New Testament, no one ever demanded Jesus heal them.
我们看到在新约里头，耶稣医治人都不是那些人强求他的。
You see, genuine faith respects Christ's lordship and his freedom to do whatever he wants.
我们知道真正的信心就是尊敬、敬重神的旨意，然后让凭他的旨意而行。
So we have to recognize that the healing is an act of mercy.
我们要必须记得，神的医治是出于他的怜悯。
And God does not owe mercy to anyone.
但是神不欠任何人他的怜悯。
You know, Jesus healed the blind, and the blind man at this first is, Lord, will you heal me?
记不记得耶稣医治那个瞎眼的人的时候，那个瞎子问耶稣说，你愿意医治我吗？
And Jesus says, I will.
主耶稣说，我愿意。
See, that's kind of right faith.
这个是一种正确的信心。
Will you be able to heal me?
主啊，你要愿不愿意？你要不要医治我
？Healing is up to God and Jesus' mercy and goodness.
所以这种医治是出于耶稣的仁慈和他的怜悯。
So Jesus had mercy on this man.
所以耶稣怜悯了这个人。
So he healed his blindness.
所以耶稣使他的眼睛得以看见。
And he bring glory to God.
所以他能够把荣耀归给神。
Even when God's will is clear on the one aspect of our prayers.We must still not demand or insist our will.
即使我们祷告的内容，我们很确定那是合乎神的旨意，我们还是不能够硬要求神来应允我们的祷告。
You know, even Jesus himself, before he went to the cross of Gethsemane, he prayed a very hard prayer.
我们知道耶稣即使他在十字架上十字架之前，他在克西马尼园，他还是迫切的祷告。
He knew that he would go to the cross and eventually die and resurrected as a God.
他知道他会钉十字架，而且呢，最后被钉死，然后复活。
But on the other side, he's also fully human.
但是另外一方面，因为他有完整的人性。
So as a human, he was afraid.
所以作为一个人，他很害怕。
He did not want to go through the crucifixion.
他不愿意经历十字架的痛苦。
And he prayed to God, and his sweat dropping like blood on the ground.
所以他祷告迫切到一个程度，他的汗好像血一样，滴在地上。
He says, God, if it's possible, take this cup. This cup is basically a crucifixion cup, giving life cup. Take away from me.
所以他说，神啊，若是可行，请你把这个杯，挪开。
And that cup is basically one of, basically you shed blood, you lose your life. That is.
所以那个杯是代表他的血。他要流血到死亡。
And he says, not as I will, but according to your will.
但是他说，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
So likewise, he taught us to say that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven in the Lord's Prayer.
所以主耶稣在他的祷告里头，他也教我们，他说我们要说，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So that's kind of prayer we must pray every day, every moment we have chance.
所以每一次我们祷告的时候，我们也要这样祷告。
Not my will, but your will be done.
不是照我的意思，乃是照你的意思。
So when you pray like that, you are giving the lordship to Christ where he belongs.
所以当你这样祷告的时候，你就把主耶稣他所当得的这个主权还给他。
And that is kind of the right faith we're talking about.
这才是真正的信心。
And fourth, and perhaps the worst of all kind of faith is narcissistic faith.
然后第四种，肯定也是一种最糟糕的信心，就是一种私利的，谋自己的私利的信心。
So this word is very popular among the 21st century America and the world.
所以这种信心在我们现在21世纪是非常流行的。
So it has crept into churches and also Christian ideas too.
它也悄悄地渗入到了基督徒还有教会当中。
Well, he's basically saying, what's in it for me?
所以他基本上就是说，我能得什么好处？
You know, if I do this, if I go to mission, if I go to church, if I go to fellowship, what good do I gain from this?
如果我去聚会，我去宣教，我去团契，到底我能够从这中间得到什么好处？
So it means excessive interest in oneself.
这个就是基本上，它就是绝对的，把那个焦点放在自己私人的利益上。
So what they call the me generation.
所以他们称为说这是我的时代。
And that is something God does not please. You know, Bible tells us that we must look after the people's interests, other people's interests.
保罗告诉我们说我们要顾念别人的好处。
Not just your own interests or goodness, but look after people because they are God's people.
不要只是为自己谋利，你要想到别人的好处。
That's how you exercise your faith, by looking after people's interests.
所以当你当你操练你的信心的时候，你要注意别人他们需要什么。
You know, our faith can be me-centered instead of God-centered.
你知道我们的信心很多时候是以我为中心，而不是以神为中心。
Self-fulfillment instead of God-fulfilling.
想要自己满足自己，而不是满足神的心意。
You know, we exercise faith for what we can get out of it, not putting into it.
所以我们常操练信心的时候，我们就是想我能够从那这里面得到什么，而不是说我能付出什么。
It's my healing and my financial gain and my comfort.
所以我想到的就是我得医治，我的经济上的利益，还有我的舒适。
And we should not be a narcissistic Christian.
所以我们不要做一个很自私的基督徒。
So because of this kind of a mindset, we pray and claim that all sorts of things and healings.Happen to me.
所以呢，如果我们抱着这种心态的时候，我们不管是求医治或是求其他的东西，都是把焦点放在我身上。
Now let us look at the true faith.
现在我们来看看到底真正的信心是什么。
You know, true faith is based on saving faith.
所以第一个就是真正的信心是一种使人得救的信心。
So we're talking about true faith, that is your salvation faith.
所以我们谈到真信心就是说能够使你得到救恩的信心。
Because Ephesians 2:8-9 very simply say, by grace we're saved through faith, not ourselves, unless any people should boast.
所以以弗所书二章八节说你们得救是本乎恩也因着信所以免得有人自夸。
Yes, if we place our faith in Christ, then his death on the cross is our faith. That is kind of faith called salvation faith.
所以如果我们把我们的信心放在主耶稣的身上，他在十字架上所成就的救恩上，那么这种信心就是救恩的信心。
So if you have that faith today, then we are to exercise that by claiming that we are saved by grace.
所以你有那种信心的话，你就是当你是当你使用你的信心的时候，你就可以宣称说你是已经得救的。
And that is kind of faith we want to start off new, fresh year, emphasizing that in our church.
所以这种信心就是我们在新年的时候，我们要特别强调我们应该操练的信心。
You know, true faith or salvation faith is based on God's word.
你知道，真正的信心是建立在神的话语上。
You know, the Hebrews chapter 11, the great chapter of faith, tell us about a number of individuals who heard the word from God and then act on that. And also what they heard.
我们知道在希伯来书十一章那里讲到有很多的人他们听到了神的话语然后呢他们就遵行。
For instance, God told Noah, flood is coming.
譬如说神告诉挪亚说我会降下洪水。
And Noah began the action and built a big ark.
所以挪亚听到了他就把他所听到的转成一个行动他开始建造一个方舟。
So Noah believed in God and act on faith in God.
所以因为挪亚相信神他就凭着信心他就采取行动。
Often the what God says to us, He gave us the form of promise.
所以另外呢，除了神的话语，还有神的应许。
And then that promise, like God promised Abraham to get out of his hometown and go to a new land.
譬如说，神曾经告诉亚伯拉罕，叫他离开本族本乡，到一个新的地方去。
And He says, "I will bless you."
神说我要祝福你。
But you know, God did not tell exactly where him to go.
但是神并没有告诉亚伯拉罕要带他到哪里去。
But God led him to Canaan.
但是神就带领亚伯拉罕到了迦南。
And that's a promised land.
所以我们说迦南是一个应许之地。
And God says, I will bless you with children, many children, just like stars and sand in the ocean.
所以神告诉亚伯拉罕说我要赐福给你和你的子孙。他们要繁衍众多，就好像天上的星，海边的沙。
So Abraham is called the father of faith.
所以我们说，亚伯拉罕是应许之父。
So he acted according to faith God gave to him.
所以他是把他的信心建立在神给他的应许上。
That is called true faith in God's word.
这就是真正的信心。
So true faith is believing what God says.
所以真正的信心就是相信神的话，神说什么。
So blessed is the man who built on his foundation in God's word.
所以任何人他把他的信心建立在神的话语上，这种人是蒙福的。
And for us, this primarily means that the believing that God says in the Bible, particularly promises salvation.
所以这对我们来说就是我们相信神的话，特别是神应许给我们的救恩。
So there are a lot of other promises in the Bible.
在圣经头有很多的应许。
Like John 3:16 for salvation.
譬如说约翰三章十六节是救恩的
应许。Those who believe in him shall have eternal life and shall not perish but have eternal life.
就是说信子的人有永生。
And
those, 神爱世人。
Yes. And that the believe on him shall have eternal life, that's a promise.
这是神的应许，信他的就有永生。
And so, if you have not believed Jesus yet, that's a promise for you when you believe.
如果你还没有相信主耶稣的话， 只要你相信这个应许就是你的。
Also, Romans 9 tells us that God will forgive all our sins, and then He will give us new life, and then He will forgive and forget all the past.
所以罗马书保罗也告诉我们，神愿意赦免我们一切的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And the promises are real, and the sure salvation.
所以呢，神给我们的这个救恩的应许是坚定在天的。
You know, when we were young, my father went to America, came to America to study.
我们小的时候，我的父亲呢，他自己到美国来读书。
And before he left, he gave us a passage in John 14:2, and about God's promise.
所以他走以前呢，他给了我们一个应许，他是用圣经的话，约翰福音14:2.
And he basically, John 14 says, Jesus goes away, he will prepare a place for the disciples.
约翰福音14那里就讲到，耶稣告诉他的门徒说，他要离开他们回到天家，但是他要为他们在天上预备地方。
So my father gave that passage to us. He says, pray about this every day.
所以我的父亲呢，他就把这个应许给我们，说他要去预备地方，他要我们每天为这件事情祷告。
You know, as a child, about 10, 12 years old, I really believe that God's word and His word.
所以那个时候我大概十岁左右，我确实相信我父亲的话，也相信圣经的应许。
It brings a lot of comfort.
所以这个经文带给我很多的安慰。
And then for 2 years, we've been praying every day that we will join our father in America, because he prepared a place for us.
所以那两年呢，我们天天的祷告，就是希望有一天我们能够到美国去跟我的父亲团圆。
So that's a promise God given to us.
这是神给我们的一个应许。
He didn't promise when.
他没有答应说什么时候。
But he promised he will give us opportunity to join with my father.
那他给我们一个应许，就是有一天我们会跟我们的父亲团圆。
So in less than 2 years, God opened the way for us, whole family, 10 children and my mother to join my father in America.
所以不到两年，神就为我们开路，所以我的母亲带着我们十个孩子就到美国来跟父亲团圆。
So the promise is basically God's word that to you that He will love you, He will guide you, and He will provide the needs you need.
所以神的应许就是他爱你，他会引导你，他会供应你一切的需要。
You know, true faith is based on promise of God, what He has said.
我们知道这个真正的信心是建立在神自己说出来的应许上。
Those are known things, not the unknown things.
所以这些是我们知道的，神说出来的，而不是说我们不晓得的一些事。
You know, Deuteronomy 29:29 gave us this truth.
我们知道，生命记29:29那里告诉我们一个真理。
You know, he says that the secret things belong to the Lord.
他说，隐秘的事是属乎耶和华的。
But those who are clear things, those who are revealed things, belong to you and to your children.
但是那些明显的事情是永远是属于我们和我们子孙的。
So remember this Bible passage clearly.
让我们清楚地记住这节经文。
The secret things, that means unknown things, unwritten things, belong to God.
一些隐秘的事情是属于神的。
Unknown things, that means God has not told us.
所谓隐秘的事就是神没有告诉我们的事。
That means for us younger people, they say, shall I get married?
比如年轻人就是说，我应该结婚吗？
And shall I buy a house?
我要不要买个房子？
Who shall I, what kind of work shall I do?
我应该做什么样的工作？
Those are unknown things.
这些都是未知的事。
So you have to pray that God will lead you.
你只能祷告求神引导你。
That's why Christians should not see palm readers.
所以基督徒不可以去看那些算命的。
Because in palm reading, these things, you're trusting the palm reader to guide your future.
因为你等于是信靠那些算命的来指导你的前途。
Should I get married?
我应不应该结婚？
How many wives should I have?
Wife? 我应该有几个太太？
Some people want more.
有些人要。
Because they live a bad world.
因为他们活在一个罪恶的世界。
You You know, they say trusting palm reader, basically you're casting your guidance, your soul to the devil.
所以有人说, 如果你去看算命的, 你就把,
because this really happened in the life of Saul,
因为,
the King Saul in the Old Testament.
Do
you remember the story? He disguised himself, went to a witch doctor.
我们知道他去看一个, 巫婆,
about what's happening in the future, war with the Philistines.
他想知道, 未来他跟菲利士人打仗会有什么样的结果。
And he disguised himself and then he went to see the witch doctor.
所以他化妆, 变成, 就是, 伪装, 然后去看一个巫婆。
And then the witch doctor realized this is King Saul.
但是那个巫婆看出来, 知道他是扫罗王。
And basically said he wants to call up Samuel, the prophet, from the dead.
所以那个时候扫罗王他想从 阴间把他想从想把那个撒母耳叫出来。
And then the witch doctor went through his medium, called Samuel in the spirit world.
所以那个巫婆把撒母耳从那个灵界招过来。
He says, "What should I do tomorrow? What will happen tomorrow in my battle?"
他说明天我跟菲利士人打仗会有什么结果。
And Samuel rebuked Saul, says, "Why do you search me? Why don't you search God?"
所以那撒母耳就斥责他说你为什么把我召上来你为什么不寻求神的不问神
So Samuel rebuked, he said, because you disobey God, you will die tomorrow in battle.
所以撒母耳说因为你不信神所以明天你会死在战场上
Actually happened.
确实这个就发生了
So you see, if we trust world, trust other things other than God's word, we bring judgment to ourselves.
你知道如果我们相信 世界上的事情的时候，我们就会为自己招来审判。
True faith is based on knowledge of what God has said and told us.
所以真正的信心就是认识到神所告已经告诉我们的事情。
Then we apply what God has given to us daily basis.
然后我们就把这样子的认识运用在我们的日常生活上。
But you must obey.
但是我们必须顺服。
Actively obey God's word.
很活跃的。
That means you have to live it out.
你必须活出来。
Second type of biblical faith is the ability of God.
第二种的, 真信心就是相信神的能力。
The ability of God means is God willing.
所以这个神的这个能力就是神愿意做的事。
And that all depending basically God's sovereignty over his world and the, his action among the people of God.
所以这一切都是根据了神的主权,就是神愿不愿意来成就这件事。
So we have to believe that God has the ability to do what he wants to do based on his providence.
我们知道神呢,根据他自己的供应,神有能力来做他要做的事情。
Our faith must be built on God's sovereign will.
但是我们的信心要建立在神自己的主权上。
And that is when we get the confidence in God's will.
所以这样子的话,我们就可以相信,我们有自信,知道这是合乎神的旨意。
See, this way we know that God will provide all our needs in Christ Jesus.
我们知道神会在基督耶稣里会供应我们一切的需要。
And that depends on how trustworthy we are on His word and His will.
这就是决定于我们到底相信神的
You know, it's not up to us to go out in the limp and try to do predict things on our own will.
你知道，我们不是说靠着自己的意识，我们就很大胆的就出去闯。
Rather, my faith should be in God's ability to do whatever He wants.
但是我的信心应该建立在神的能力上，还有神愿不愿意成就的这个因素上。
You know, when we think of Jesus' miracles on one leper, one leper says, if you are willing, will you make me clean?
我们记不记得有一次耶稣医治一个长大麻风的,那个大麻风他对耶稣说,他说,主若肯,必能叫我洁净了。
So he was very clear in God's power and God's providence.
所以他清楚地意识到神的全能，还有神的这个主权。
He understood that Jesus didn't have to heal him.
他知道耶稣不必一定要医治他。
He's not worthy to be healed, he felt.
他觉得他不配耶稣的医治。
But he says, Lord, if you're willing, will you be able to heal me?
但是他说，主啊，你若是你肯的话，你愿意医治我吗？
So he was not demanding for cleaning or healing.
他不是要求耶稣洁净他。
So he simply expressed the confidence in Christ's ability to heal him.
但是他只是表达他自己有信心，相信主耶稣可以医治他。
That's true faith.
这是真正的信心。
It takes more faith than this position and our attitude trusting God's ability to heal and leave everything behind.
所以呢，我们不但是要相信神的能力，而且呢，我们把其他的都交在神的手里，这个是需要更大的信心。
Sometimes when we are finding ourselves in this situation,
所以有的时候我们也是在这种情况下，
we have to say, Lord, I want to be healed.
我们说主啊，我愿意被医治。
But I do not know if you want me to be healed according to your will.
但是我不知道依照你的旨意你愿不愿意医治我。
However, I know that you are able to heal.
但是我知道你能够医治。
I trust your will for my life be done.
我相信你对我的生命的计划你的旨意必要成就。
And you can pray on that kind of prayer for everything.
所以这一类的祷告你可以在任何事情上都这样子祷告。
See, that's why God gave us a formula in God's prayer, Lord's prayer.
所以主耶稣他给我们的那个主导文就是很好的例子。
So such prayer pleasing to God.
这一类的祷告是讨神喜悦的。
Such prayer declare a great faith in him.
这一类的祷告需要极大的信心。
There was a young seminary professor whose wife passed away again in the cancer.
所以有一位年轻的神学院的老师他的妻子因为得癌症去世了。
So when he was reflecting this difficult experience, he shared this with his two young children.
所以呢，他在回忆那段很艰难的经验的时候，他提到说他怎么样跟他的两个小儿子他们度过这段时间。
So he says we pray for two things.
他那时候告诉他的儿子说，我们可以为两件事祷告。
He says first that God can heal his wife and the children's mother.
他说那个时候我告诉孩子们说我们可以求神来医治就是他的妻子还有孩子的母亲。
They have faith in his ability.
他说他有信心神有这样子的能力。
Then two, that they pray that God may promise for them to believe, continue to love God, no matter what happens.
第二个就是他们要祷告，就是说不管神最后做什么样的决定，他们都答应神说我们还是要一样的爱你。
That is true faith.
这就是真正的信心。
And faith in God's ability.
他们相信神的能力。
You know, all Christians should frequently exercise this kind of faith in God's ability and faith in God's word.
所以我们每一个基督徒都应该用这种信心都应该操练这种信心。
You know, we affirm that God can do all things. Nothing is impossible with God.
我们确信神能做任何事情，在神没有难成的事。
So we just want to affirm that is this case God's will.
但是我们也要确认说这是神的旨意吗？
So that's why you and I must pray every day asking God's will and providence.
所以我们每一天都要寻求神的旨意。
And that is pleasing to God.
这就是讨神喜悦的信心。
May God help us.
但愿神帮助我们。
You know, I want to close with Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. It's a basic understanding of how to knowing God's will.
所以我愿意用罗马书第12章1到2节，这里在说明了什么样是讨神喜悦的信心。
I'll read and you listen to me carefully from God's word, Romans 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer yourself a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual worship. Verse 2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will.
所以那里讲到说, 所以弟兄们, 我以神的慈悲劝你们, 将身体献上, 当作活祭, 是圣洁的, 是, 是, 忘了, 以前会背的, 是圣洁的, 是神所喜悦的, 你们如此侍奉, 乃是理所当然的, 不要效法这个世界, 只要心意更新而变化, 叫你们查验何为神的旨意, 神的, 善良, 纯全, 可喜悦的旨意。
That is kind of prayer I want everyone to pray when we face any and all situations.
所以这就是当我们面临任何情况的时候, 我们都应该有的, 祷告的态度。
Then your growth, then your faith will grow.
这样的话你的信心就会长大。
And that is kind of basic faith we're talking about.
这就是我们所说的信心的基础。
God wants your faith to grow.
神愿意你的信心, 长进。
You know, our faith is like a child growing up.
你知道我们的信心就像一个小孩子慢慢长大。
You know, when they are born, first 2 years were very small.
当婴孩刚生下来头两年，他们非常的小。
But they have their milk and growth and basically gradually grow up.
他们, 喝奶慢慢就长大了。
But if a baby after 2-3 years still not growing, still a little bundle, a little baby like this, we felt there's something wrong.
我们知道，如果婴孩出生了2年之后还是一个小婴孩的样子，没有长大的话，我们就觉得，我们就知道这个孩子有问题了。And
that's why you need to see a spiritual doctor.
所以呢，你就需要去看医生。And
God is our spiritual doctor. Jesus Christ healed us.
所以神就是我们属灵的医生，他可以医治我们。And
this morning, I hope through God's word, God will make your faith grow in Him.
我也希望今天早上，神的话语。 能够帮助我们在祂里面成长。
Through saving faith,
我们透过这个, 使人得救的信心。
Through action of the faith in Christ Jesus,
透过信心的行动。
And a walking faith,
还有这种与主同行的这种信心。
And also obedience faith,
还有这种顺服的信心。
Let us pray.
我们低头祷告。
Our Father, our God, we thank you for your word. Tell us that we have an advocate in heaven through the Holy Spirit. Cause us to grow, cause us to know you, cause us to love you, and cause us to obey you. And pray for this congregation, for all the brothers and sisters who have spiritual needs, and physical needs, financial needs, emotional needs. And pray that, you will grant your wishes through all things, that your will be done on earth, and it's in heaven. It is in His name we pray. Amen.